I'm Brett Carter. Thanks for choosing this KAXE-KBXE conversation. We are member-supported radio, a national public radio affiliate in northern Minnesota. We need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcasts. Become a member today at KAXE.org, and thanks for listening. The band Dancing Light calls themselves a cosmic acoustic duo, but now they have a third. Sebastian's going to be here with them today. Making music, they say, is a call for love in the world. We'll talk with Greg and Kiki and Sebastian in just a minute, but first let's hear them sing a song. This song is called Lay Your Burdens Down on Center Stage, Minnesota. That's a nice moment on radio when there's that silence after that great harmony. Thank you so much for that song. That's Dancing Light on Center Stage, Minnesota. And who is the writer of that song?
I wrote that song.
That was Greg you're listening to.
And then with assistance from Kiki, we often write together and help each other out.
All right, Greg. And Kiki is here, and then Sebastian is here, and you heard him playing the flute on that song. Thank you, Sebastian. It's a pretty important thing to be able to have that kind of message go out in a song that says there's a way that you can get to the next place. Now, that was nice. Where does that come from in your life, Greg?
That song was inspired by a friend of mine passed away
mm-hmm.
too early, and he actually had was born and his first part of his life he lived up around Bemidji, and then his family moved to Sartell, and in both cases they lived by the Mississippi River, and he spent his whole life basically living by the river. So that was sort of, you know, it lent itself to the metaphor of his next journey.
Right, right. That's great. When you make music, you have this thing that you say that, sorry, sounds like it's cosmic. It brings this message of hope and joy and unity and love. How does that come out as you're working together now, the three of you, on songs? Maybe Kiki, you want to say something about that, working together, what it's like?
Well, we're just thrilled that Sebastian's working with us. Sebastian is going to school now at Berklee School of Music, and you're studying this fall to do what?
I'm studying composition for film, TV, and games.
So we're thrilled. As long as he's home and we can play together, that's really great. In the middle of that song, that little part about being sort of in the afterlife, I had a near-death experience when I was 25. And so I'm always looking to try to share that love that I felt in that moment with that being of light. I'm trying to share that through my music. And that's actually where the name of our band came from, Dancing Light. Because I was shown that everything here, everything that's manifest here is just little bits of dancing light, just mm-hmm. little pieces of light. So that's where that came from.
And how does that work when you're making music? That's been, that 25, I'm guessing, was 5 or 6 years ago. And
you've been
doing that since then. How has that worked out as you've been, how have you been able to experience that and other people with you, do you think?
Well, we're always trying to get ourselves out of the way and just let that, you know, whatever that is that comes through, that inspiration mm-hmm. that flows through us and comes into our music. So we're hoping that we can sort of get our own selves out of the way for that to come through, and so that our audience can experience that with us.
I think that's a great goal, because that's what happens when you listen to really good music. And sounds like you've got something that works in from way back in your history, and that's kind of something that people probably experience. Tell us about this next song. Is this going to be your song, Kiki?
Yes, this song we were moving from our place on Trader's Bay of Leech Lake,
mm-hmm.
moving into town, and we were taking things into a storage unit. And I was over in the storage unit by myself. There was a dresser, there was a sort of an easy chair, I think there was even a candle. And I just started thinking about passages in life, and that's where this song came from.
And it's called Standing in Moonlight. All right, we'll hear that next on Center Stage Minnesota. This is Dancing Light.
Round and around, round and around, round and around. in the window reminds me of Paris, though I've never been. I'm standing in moonlight, milky ribbons of starlight, whispering a prayer.
That's Dancing Light on Center Stage Minnesota and their song "Dance Standing in Moonlight." Sebastian, I have to say, I love that sound. That's a melodica, right?
Yes, yes it is.
And tell me why the melodica, not an accordion or a harmonica or a...
Well, you know, part of it is that accordions are really expensive.
They are.
This is really inexpensive. And, you know, it's really easy to pick up and play, haul around.
Yeah. I had a, you don't know what this is because you're too young, but I had a Magnus chord organ, which was one of those little toys about this big. It's like an older kid's toy and had chords on this side.
Oh, yeah.
And then you played notes on the other side. And it was very exciting to play what seemed like really advanced music. But it had that kind of a sound to it. So, and for those of you who don't know, you have to use, it's a wind instrument, the melodica. So that's, how long have you been playing that?
You remember when you bought it? When I came out to LA?
Oh, yeah. So I guess a couple years.
Couple years you've been playing it? Yep. And so you're in school at Berklee. Is it the Berklee, B-R-E-K-L-E-E, School of Music that we hear about all the time?
Yep.
How is that? What do you like about that?
Well, I'm taking online, so it's really nice to have such a flexible schedule.
Yeah.
As, you know, there's still due dates for assignments, but throughout the week I can work on it when I have time.
As a musician, do you need to have expensive software at home to do what you need to do for class?
I mean a little bit. Definitely expensive for the average consumer, you know. For music equipment, you know, kind of on par.
Right, right. That's how it goes with music, unfortunately. Yeah, well, I wish you well in that. That's really fun. You know, on your webpage, there was this line I really like to when you do a show, it's transporting everyone present to a place where the vibe is a little lighter and the world shines a bit brighter. Now, I'm guessing, Greg, that's we can hear that vibe. Can you tell me what does it look like? What would that place look like where the vibe is a little brighter? I know it's a little tricky question, but I kind of was thinking about that when I read that.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, I find myself, I feel that many times when we play live, I mean, I am so swept away by the whole experience of playing, you know, music live and having people who are exchanging energy with us, you know, and it's really, I'm sort of amazed And then when people come up and you know, and say things like that, they're experiencing something like that too, like they've been transported as well. You know, it's surprising, even though it happens over and over again, and every time it's sort of surprising. Like I don't know, doubt creeps in, or I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
It's funny, you know, no matter how many times I experience it, it's always sort of new when it happens, and it's a surprise.
So I'm just going to relate that to when I saw Harry Chapin at Orchestra Hall in the Twin Cities. It was one of my first concerts. You know, I grew up here where you don't go to big shows. That was one of my first big shows. And it amazed me at that concert that at one point you realize everybody in this whole audience is having the same exact experience. You know, like you're saying, they're transported to something different. How important is that when you're thinking about music in general? You know, how for you as a musician, how important is that?
I really think that is a lot to do with what drew me into music deeper and deeper, you know, from the time I was young, that I wanted to sing, and I sang, and I wanted to learn to play something, and, you know, so I started doing that, and a lot of it was that. My dad used to play jazz records all the time. He was really into vocal jazz, and Louis Armstrong and Sarah Vaughan, I loved it as a kid, you know, and then the Beatles came along, and, you know, things started changing everything at that point, you know, but still was the information of, you know, like how dynamic music can be, how deep it can affect you, and, you know, and I know it was really almost like more like a desire to immerse myself, you know, in more and more in that.
Yeah, and Kiki, when that happens as a family, how is that different? What's that been like to do this as the three of you right now?
It's just amazing. I mean, I love playing with these two guys and getting into that space with them. It really connects us in a deep way.
Yeah.
I don't think we would have without the music.
And has it been that way all the time for you, Sebastian? Was there a time when you thought, I'm not doing music, there's too much of it in this house?
I started messing around with music when I was like 1 year old, probably. It became more and more a part of me as I grew up. But like with everything, there are moments where it's like, oh man, this is just such a drag, I want to do something else. But overall, I keep coming back to it, and I love it, and I can't live without it.
And when you're composing a song, we're going to hear your song next, right?
Yes, you are.
What's your go-to? What happens in order to make a song happen? What do you do? How do you get yourself ready to do that? Or do you just wait for the universe to give you something?
You know, it depends. Usually, though, it is just that kind of burst of inspiration that all of a sudden it's like, oh, gosh, I got to get a guitar. I got to put this down. Like, I got to get this out of my head so it'll, like, stay, you know, something. Not just fade. But there are also times where I sit down and I think, all right, let's actually write something. But I think mostly it is those moments of inspiration that I find my greatest works in.
Great. So this song is called Fair Shadows. Tell us about that.
I think this was even 8 or 9 years ago I wrote this, but I never played it out. For some reason, I really wanted to write something in the style of, like, an English folk song, which was weird for me, being, like writing pop and rock at the time, but I just really felt it, and so I incorporated a lot of fantasy imagery, and, you know, it's a strange song for me, but I love it.
That's good. Strange songs are my specialty. I'm happy to hear a strange song. I know it's not a strange song. It's just strange for you. So this is called Fair Shadows. Anything we need to know about it?
Just sit back and enjoy it, I suppose.
All right. And this is Dancing Light. Thank you guys for being here today.
Thanks so much, Brad.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, Let's listen to Fair Shadows.
Through forests and still I see.
still see an empty.